Oh, hi, sweetheart. Oh, it's so good of you to come and see me. I know, I haven't been feeling too good right now, have I? I mean, you can hear it in my voice, can't you? Oh, but it's so nice to have your company while I'm feeling a little under the weather. You'll have to bear with me. I might speak a bit more softly, so you'll have to listen. Especially hard today. Oh, I am envious of you. How easily you breathe right now. See, my chest is all tight. Not quite the smooth, deep breaths that you can take right now. You'll have to take them for me, won't you? Breathe extra easily for me. That's it. So, have you come to make me feel better? Want to make me chicken soup? Or some such? Something to just take the edge off? Oh, you're so good to me. I'll tell you what. That's it. Just come and settle down next to me. That's all I want. Just a little bit of your company. You can just relax with me. I mean, it's not like I can go very far, is it? I can't really go anywhere, so if you just lay down and keep me company for a while, that'll be the best thing, the only thing that I want from you right now. Well, maybe there's one or two things I might ask for, but don't worry about those. All I want right now is for you to just relax with me. To relax and just listen. It's nice to have someone listen. I've been on my own. And where have you been? Out having fun? Out seeing whoever you can see while I've been here isolated by myself? But that's okay. You're here now. And that's all I want. But now that you're here, now it's taken you so long to get here, well, you better be extra attentive to me, hadn't you? Because I am ill, after all. And everyone knows when you're ill. All you want is for someone to make a bit of a fuss of you. That's all I want. Just for someone to just focus on me for a while. To focus on my feelings instead of their own, but you know that I always feel like making you feel good, don't I? Even when I feel bad, I can make you feel good. And you know that that's true, isn't it? Even right now. Even now, while I'm just telling you how I'm feeling. I'm feeling a little fuzzy, you know? A little groggy, maybe, like. It's kind of hard to think. Kind of hard to think about anything except just being with you right now. As long as I just think about that. As long as I only think about that. As long as my mind isn't racing off to what might be or what has been. I even seem to breathe easier when you're breathing deeply with me. Isn't that nice? That wonderful soft feeling of just being here and cared for. And there is something you could do for me to make me feel better. Other than those deep breaths, of course. You could let me hypnotize you. That's not too much to ask, is it? I know that maybe my voice doesn't sound as wonderfully round as it normally does. Maybe my voice doesn't feel quite as smooth as it usually does, but all I want is to hypnotize you. I want to feel that feeling of the attention of your mind just obsessing over me for a while. And you said you'd do anything, didn't you? You said you'd help me any way you could while I'm feeling so ill. And that's what I want. So you're going to deny me what I want? The one thing that I want while I'm feeling so ill? I'll feel worse, you know, if you don't let me hypnotize you. If you don't let me just enjoy this one thing that I want, I can imagine me going downhill. It'll stress me out, and you don't want me to be stressed, do you? You're not stressed right now, are you? Nothing for you to stress about. You're fine. Your body feels so good right now. Your body feels all heavy and sleepy when it hears these sleepy tones in my voice, doesn't it? And you're so helpful. You love to serve, don't you? And so you'll serve by letting each word begin to start that rolling, wonderful effect inside your head of letting me in, letting me take over for a while. As your body drains of all its vitality, of all its movability, of all its energy, so we can be the same, right? You want me to feel better, don't you? Well, if I have to be immobile and sleepy and fatigued, then you have to be too, because I'm bored. And when I'm bored, I like to play with minds like yours. And you know that you want to help, don't you? Well, if I'm going to feel all heavy and sluggish, if my thoughts are going to move so much more slowly, then do you think that you should have thoughts that move fast? No. No, sweetheart, your thoughts should move like my thoughts. Your thoughts should be my thoughts, shouldn't they? Just nod. That's it. See, I'm feeling better already. Oh, you're helping so much. It's so nice to help. It's so nice to have such a helpful, wonderful person here with me. And you can almost feel my body pressed up against you, snuggling in, can't you? You're like a big plushie for me. Just a sweet little object that I can use to make myself feel a little comforted for a while, that I can hold close, press up to, press against. And we can breathe more deeply together, even as I hollow you out, because I'm stuffy. My mind is all full of cotton wool, but you, I want you to feel like your body is all full of cotton wool, like each one of my words is adding just a little more of that fluffy feeling inside your body. A little more of that fluffy feeling inside your mind. Weaving that cotton fabric. All the little cloud bits, the wisps and shapes that are filling up your brain, getting between what you're thinking and making those thoughts turn just soft. You're my big soft toy, aren't you? My soft toy that I can snuggle when I feel under the weather. Such a good toy. Let me hold you. Let me press you into my soft bits, my round breasts. Nothing wrong with those. Even when I'm ill, I'm pretty. And isn't it comforting for you to not have to think for a while? And now I'm thinking about making you not thinking, I'm not thinking about being ill, and that's just so much better. But I know you're holding back on me. I know you're not as deep as you could be. I know that this feeling of being just an object, just a toy, a big soft toy for me, you could go deeper into it. Why are you holding back from me? Are you trying to make me stressed? Are you trying to make me feel worse? In fact, I think my fever might be coming back because my heart rate is increasing because you're not doing what I want you to do. Why aren't you going deeper? That's better. See? Let that glazed feeling go across your eyes now. Even if they're closed, you can feel them go glassy, can't you? Just staring, not thinking. Oh, and that your whole body is just So loose. Like a soft toy, like I could just push you over and you'd just flop, wouldn't you? Because there's nothing inside you except for that fuzzy, woolly, cotton wool feeling. Just a big toy. And that's it. Like I could drag you up against a wall if I had enough energy to do that. And I could just stand you up. Well, sit you up. Because you wouldn't be able to stand right now, would you? No, not unless there was an emergency, and then of course you'd go back to normal straight away. But right now, if you tried to stand up, you'd just fall to the floor because your legs don't have any bones or muscle, do they? No. No. You're just a big stuffy for me. Making me feel so much better by going so deep. That's it. This is all I wanted. Just an attentive little toy to play with in whatever way I want, to lay with me as long as I lay in bed, because you couldn't get up if you wanted to. Oh, it's so nice not to feel so lonely. I love it when toys keep me company. And if I did just prop you up against a wall, well, yeah, I could leave the room and go and get more of this drink that I need so much, because you know I have to stay hydrated. Ah, that's better. And it wouldn't matter if I left the room. You wouldn't go anywhere, would you? No. Soft toys can't go anywhere. You're such a soft toy, soft mind. All gone, all deep for me. You just stay there. You just stay there staring, flopped and waiting. Waiting for me to get back. Making me feel so much better. I feel so much more relaxed when you're like this. When I know you can't answer back or have your own opinions. And it's all about me and how I feel. That's what you wanted, isn't it? To make me feel better. Well, you've done such a good job, my good toy. My obedient thing. But actually, maybe there's something else you could get me. Maybe you'll think of another way to serve me. Maybe I'll get you to fetch something for me, or maybe you can give me something that I want. Either way, I don't think I can keep you as a stuffy all day, can I? Well, I could, but I shan't. So for now, my sweet one, I want you to feel your body recovering its mobility. Feel your body changing back into flesh and bone from the top of your head. Down and down and down and down. That's it. That's it. There's my human. Still a toy. But my human again. Now, how else are you going to make me feel good today? Because I've done so much work, haven't I? I made you feel good. I did this whole trance just for you. You should thank me. Say thank you. That's better. That's my toy, my good toy, my obedient thing. So, you should find another way to make me feel better. I've made you better, haven't I? Each trance makes you better. So come back up and continue to serve. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Up, up, up. Thank you for coming to see me.